039 Chata LLC seeks variances from the side and rear yard setback requirements for existing structures. Section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the west side of DuPont Boulevard and south of Wilson Road. The 911 address is 19084 DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 135, MAP 9, Parcel 9. We received no correspondence of support or opposition. The applicant is seeking a 7.6-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing structure and a 15.3 and 16.2-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for existing structure.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Michael McGordy for the applicant, Chata. Office is 110 North Fuller. Standing to my left is Ruby Marcellus. Husband is also a member of the LLC, is daughter's at work, and she's a member.
Mr. McGordy, would you like to have your client sworn in as a witness?
You might have questions for her, so yes.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Ruby Sada Moran Morales. My address is 36144 Roxana Road in Frankfurt, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
May I proceed? The first thing I need to prove is that there is a uniqueness to the property that causes the exceptional situation. There's two buildings on the property, a garage and a shed, that have been there since at least 1974. There's a record in archives of the county that shows the garage and shed as of 9/24/74. At first, I thought the garage and shed might have been there prior to 1970, which would have grandfathered it. But we went and talked to the neighbor, and he said it was built sometime between 1970 and 1974, the garage. The shed was there before. My clients, when they took over the property, didn't realize that the shed and the garage violated the setbacks. They didn't create the problem, which is also something I need to prove. Problem was created sometime between 1970 and 1974. There's no way they can develop the property and use the shed and the garage and not, no reasonable way they can do that. They'd have to tear them both down and rebuild them to do that. The variance is necessary to allow them to the reasonable use. The exceptional practical difficulty, as I said, was not created by the applicant. It was created by somebody three owners back from them. Was originally owned by Hoyt Hitchens. He sold it, forgot who he sold it to. They sold it to the guy that used to own, Tennefoss. And then Tennefoss sold it to the man that they bought it from, Soto. If you saw some of the records, when they took over, the place was a nightmare. There were fines for violations. The property was served by a cesspool. They cleaned it up, they paid the fines to the county, and they've had the inspection done, they're in the permitting process. They have to cut some trees down in order to install a proper septic system on the property, which they will do. And the variance will not change the essential character of the neighborhood. This house looks like other houses in the neighborhood. They have garages and sheds, it won't change that. And the minimum, it's the minimum because the buildings are already there. That's the least modification of the regulation that they can do. Any questions for me or my witness? They didn't realize the variance was needed until we got a survey. They're planning to file an ADU application, and we got the survey done for that purpose. But we can't do the ADU application unless the variance is approved. One of the two will be the ADU, depending on what meets the size requirements.
So that's the plan for, is to have an accessory dwelling in the
Yeah, the plan right now is, part of the garage is already set up as a dwelling unit. And that part meets the requirement. So would segregate the rest of the garage, it would be bigger than the requirements, and use that as a storage facility, and then apply for an ADU.
Just to be clear, Mr. McGroarty, because the site plan that I'm looking at from December of 23, it refers, there's a one-story dwelling kind of on the center of the property. Then there's the garage, which is a 26.3 by 46.3 structure on the side. And then there's a structure identified as a one-story dwelling in the rear.
That's going to go back to being a shed.
Okay, so the rear one would be the shed. The side one would be a partial garage, partial ADU.
It's shown shaped like a perfect rectangle, but it's not. The back half of the back third of the garage is actually indented in. It's smaller than the rest of the garage. That part that's indented in would be the part that would be used for storage, and the rest of the garage would be used as a dwelling.
Okay, thank you.
They originally intended to have three dwellings, but we talked to the county and that's not possible.
A couple of questions, Mr. McGroarty. So has there been any communication with any of the neighbors about intentions or plans?
Just one neighbor to the right. We went to them because we were looking for facts about grandfathering it. Okay. And the man who lives there and his daughter pulled up because he's elderly. She wanted to see what was going on. We talked to both of them and they didn't oppose what we're doing in the application, but he was very clear that I was wrong and that they weren't, the garage was not there prior to 1970.
And then depending upon potential answers that you would receive this evening, that would also, I would suspect, dictate the size of the septic system that will be applied for?
Yes, they're applying assuming that we're going to get the ADU for the garage. That's what they've applied for. If we don't get it, they won't need one that large.
Okay. And then question for council, is the ADU a separate action?
Yes, that would be a separate.
And we were told we couldn't apply for the ADU until we got this, the variance.
Right. Thank you.
And Mr. McGroarty, one thing that will be needed with the ADU, and I don't know what the board will vote on with this variance application, but depending on the size of that accessory dwelling unit, it's got to fit within, there's some square footage requirements as pertaining to the structure or the main structure on the property as well.
It has to be, it can't be, there's a percentage of the
50%.
Main structure and no more than 1,000 square feet.
Correct.
And we can't make it 1,000 square feet because of the size of the main structure.
Correct. But we're not here tonight for the ADU, we're just here for the existing structure there.
I think you already mentioned it, but the building in the back, what are the plans for that? I mean, it's the shed, not the garage.
That's going to be a shed because we can't have all three as dwellings. So the building in the back that the survey indicates is going to be a dwelling will not be a dwelling. It'll remain a shed. The garage itself, part of it will become the dwelling to meet the square footage requirements for an ADU, and the back part will be storage.
Is there electric in that shed now? Do you know?
There is, isn't there? Hello? Electric in the shed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Is there also water in that shed?
Is there water in the shed? No.
In the pictures, it shows a lot of debris in the yard. Has that been cleaned up?
That's all been cleaned up. That was the prior owner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The septic was a hole in the ground with a piece of plywood over top of it.
Mm-hmm. Understand. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are there any, other than converting the, we'll call it the garage, the middle structure, to partial dwelling, are there any modifications that would expand the exterior of these structures?
No.
So they're going to remain In these, in the existing location, the existing size?
Yes. In fact, Mr. Morales has already repaired both of them, put new siding on them, made them look much better than they looked when they acquired the property.
Where is the existing cesspool, and where will the proposed septic system be located?
The septic system diagram with the, I'll ask Mr. Morales, you know where they're going to put that septic system?
And Mr. McGrory, if he's going to testify, he needs to be up
forward and be sworn in.
Yeah, we could, we can, you could show us up here.
The old septic, the hole with cover was here.
So right behind the dwelling?
And we already received the, to put installer around here. That they need to put all these trees down in order to put a new system in here.
Okay, so the, just so that we got on the record, the current septic system is right behind the dwelling.
Yes.
The proposed septic system would be further towards the rear.
Yeah.
To the south of the existing shed. All right, thank you. And then, only other question I have, if you go back up to the podium. Ms. Morales, did I get that right? Did you hear the statements made by Mr. McGrory? Did you hear the statements made by your attorney?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe those to be true and correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Williamson, do you have a question? Good, okay. Sir, does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, that concludes our presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you. You need us to hang around, or should we?
You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13039 for Chadda LLC and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 13039 for the applicant Chadda. The property, I believe that the difficulty was not created by the applicant. I don't believe the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief in this case.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Lovingoff?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too. So a vote of 5-0, sir, your case is approved.